man who needs no introduction, Bob Catter. Sorry, Bob, what were you trying to say to me? I could not hear. I'm so deaf now.
Are we going to talk for an hour or are we going to do 1 minute?
Look, somewhere between the two. Can we go for 2.5 minutes? How about that?
Well, I was looking forward to half an hour, but anyway.
That's right. We'll do that afterwards. We'll go on a coffee walk together.
I think we should be able to have Bob in for half an hour. It's our bosses that say no, Bob. Trust us. We'd love it. Mm. Now, you've had your COVID vax.
Yeah.
Just recently. How are you feeling after it?
Blonde curry boys, don't cry. I told my son, you never cry unless your dog dies or your mother dies. And
sounds like a country music
I'm
song.
I'm sitting there in terror and... I said, well, when are you going to give it to me? She said, I've given it to you.
Oh.
So I love this lady. I didn't not even know that I'd had it. I love this lady. I recommend strongly going to Dr. Ziski in Charters Towers.
So okay. Am I allowed to cry because I'm a girl? Because I'm an absolute wreck when it comes to needles, Bob.
Yeah, girls can cry. But, you know, Cloncurry, well, you don't come for Cloncurry either. Cloncurry boys are not allowed to cry unless your dog dies or unless your mother dies.
Well, they make them tough in Cloncurry, and that's why they're having Survivor there, right, the TV show. Did you hear about that?
Say that again.
They're having the TV show Survivor in Cloncurry.
You know, I wish someone would let me know these things.
That's what we're here for. You should listen to us more often, Bob.
I switch everything on that I can. Well, I'm a bit reluctant about the ABC these days. I have enough of the lily pad left in Parliament listening to the ABC. It bears mentioning, actually, that... of 21 interviews where every single media outlet has turned up, the ABC hasn't. And in those cases, at least 7 of them were front page, 2 of them on front page of the Courier Mail, 1 on front page of the Australian.
Right.
So what the rest of the world considers news, they don't consider news.
Bob, you don't need to go to anyone else except us. We're your favourite, obviously. You know that.
Well, you haven't got a lot of choice.
I'm not supposed to say that. Now, TikTok. I hear you're on TikTok now. Is it you controlling your account and making the videos and stuff like that?
Well, you know, I'm still not too sure what it is. But anyway, it's something that people listen to or watch on their screen. I call them mod generation screenies, you know. Mate, your problem is you live in screeny land. You're a screenie.
Mm-hmm.
But the screenies, I don't know, they sort of like me, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like me, but screenies like me. So anyway, TikTok, and when they rang me up, all I could think of was TikTok was the crocodile in Peter Pan.
Oh,
it swallowed Captain Hook's alarm clock, and it went TikTok. So whoever they heard TikTok, they all jump up on the top of the ship, you know, and jump up the mountain and, you know, flee because TikTok, the crocodile was there. I know you're not allowed to sing on your program, but...
No, you are.
You can.
Allowed a crocodile, don't be taken in by his friendly grin. He's imagining how well you'd fit within his skin. Ooh. Never smile
at a crocodile.
Oh, that's very TikTok. Creepy.
No, but we're telling all the young people,
yep.
TikTok, we're really promoting it, you know.
Yep.
TikTok, grab your Sheila, rock, rock, rock.
I was actually...
grab the mic, shock, shock, shock.
Well, that's what Josh
I intend to become the shock jock of TikTok.
Oh, wow. Mate, as you mentioned the crocodile in Peter Pan, I like to think that maybe the story would be a bit different if you had been there. What would you have done with that croc?
Well, I had this terrible... nightmare two nights ago. You know, you get these weird nightmares.
Yeah.
And I'd been cleaning my rifle, but one of my rifles, and the pump action wouldn't pump.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm in total mortal terror because my pump action 243 Remington won't pump.
We've all had that dream, haven't we?
Be careful, you two. Nightmare. Remember, Bob, I told you last time we get in trouble for talking about
every
guns.
Every crocodile was happy in North Queensland.
There's some sort of message in that. If I was going to decode your dream, and I won't, it's something to do with, like, not being able to perform at the moment that you need
See,
to, Bob, and I'm going to leave that alone.
I think it's got something to do with the ABC. I don't know.
Well, my grandsons, when they started playing football,
yes,
they said, Big Robbie,
mm-hmm.
do they hurt you in football? I said, no, William, you hurt them in football.
Yes.
So you can see how I could have a nightmare about my gun not working properly.
Yes. I
love
it.
You see the mentality working there.
Yeah, and it scares me a little bit, Bob.
Tick, tock, tick, tock.
Bob Carter. Can we? I want to have him in for the half an hour, but we probably do need to move on for news, don't we?
Yeah, what are you here in town for? Anything in particular today, Bob, or...?
We're on our way to Innisfail, Cairns, and we'll be on the telephone all day long today. Mm-hmm. We've worked out. Alana Tomlinson was one of our candidates here. I said, if you're on for us, what are you going to run for us? Why? And she said, affordable living. I can't afford to live.
Yeah.
You know, I have... she runs the manageress of GM Corner, a big restaurant.
Oh, yeah?
And 5 and a half hours, 5 and a half, half past 5 till... maybe 10 or 11 o'clock at night. I work mm-hmm. every night mm-hmm. of the week, bar one. I work 2 days at the council chambers. And my husband has a good job as a truckie. And we can't make ends meet. And we've done affordable living. It appears that on average, like, food's gone up 300%.
Mm.
But your wage has only gone up 100%.
Yep.
Mm. Housing has gone up 600%.
Mm.
Housing's gone up 1,000%.
Right.
Almost. Motor cars gone up 600%. Well, hold on a minute. Food's gone up 300%. Housing's gone up 1,000%. Motor cars gone up. How can you afford to live? So we're working hard on that. We're working hard on that today. We're still chasing the figures for electricity. They're hiding them.
Mm.
But they went up 350%. After privatisation and deregulation. One of our members of parliament says, Peter Beattie said, when you bring competition in, the price will go down. No, it didn't. Mm. It went up 300%.
Yeah.
It didn't go down at all. And the 11 years before that, it did not move. It was $670 for 11 straight years until they deregulated and bought in competition, deregulated, and of course there's 4 or 5 people in the electricity industry of Australia, and they can charge whatever they like. They don't compete against each other, they compete with each other. So we're working on that today, and the dam scheme here, Hellsgate, it's gone so bad now that I think most of us will have to work against it, because if it goes ahead now, it'll destroy Bradfield, and it will yield no benefit for anyone, and it will take up all the money that's allocated for water for the next 10 years in Australia, and they've completely wrecked it, and Townsville Enterprise and SMEC have drawn up a plan that it completely destroys Bradfield forever. The great dream of the Australian people of irrigating the inland of Australia is destroyed forever. And how this happened, I don't know. But I got the money.
Yeah.
They enjoyed my $48 million that I got off the Prime Minister when they had the balance of power.
Mm-hmm.
They've spent it on destroying the great dream of the Australian people. I hope they feel proud of themselves.
All right, Bob Catter, next time I ask you what you're doing in town today, just tell me lots, all right?
We're expecting, you never expect one sentence from Bob Brady, never.
I love it. Hey, Bob Catter, thank you very much for coming to see us. We appreciate it, and you enjoy your time around here, all right?
Tick tock.
That's what I said.
Where's my Remington?